الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين أن الحمد لله رب العالمين Most respected ulama-i-kiram, elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Durood and salawat upon the Master of both the worlds, Tajdari Madina, Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who had granted you and I this bounty of iman. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from the best of ummats who were last to come and the first to enter Jannah. And that is the ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, it was just a few days ago since we left the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. And when it comes to Rabi'ul Awwal, then year in, year out, we hear and ulama making mention of the birth and the demise of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, in Islam, we don't celebrate the birth of anyone, nor do we celebrate the death of anyone. But rather, every year, Rabi'ul Awwal comes. This should be a point of reflection for every believer. This month is known to be the month of the birth and the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I, as his ummati, as a follower of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, need to reflect on is how much every year is my life in accordance to the ways and the teachings and the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And each person needs to ask himself that, alhamdulillah, I proudly say that I am the ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the question to ask is, how much do I know of my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dear elders and friends, every aspect of his Mubarak life is recorded, not only from the time of birth, rather incidents that happened prior to the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam are mentioned in kitabs. That ulama say, so much of information you would find that this in itself is a miracle. For example, We know the fire of the Persians, the fire worshippers, which was burning for 1,000 years on the eve prior to the birth of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This fire was extinguished. The 14 pillars of Kisra came crumbling down. The lake Sawa had dried up. The most common date of the birth and the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we say common amongst people, is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and he made parda from this world on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Amina, the mother of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, after 9 months, like any other woman as well, I also began to experience labor pains. And then she says, فَرَأَيْتُكَ أَنَّ جَنَاحَ طَيْرٍ أَبْيَضٍ مَسَحَ عَلَى فُؤَادِي فَذَهَبَ عَنِّي كُلُّ وَجْعٍ وَكُلُّ رُعْبٍ كُنْتُ أَجِدُهُ. She says, I also began to experience labor pains like any other woman after 9 months. Then she says, a dove came and sat on my chest, a white bird, and it passed its wing over my chest. As a result, that pain and discomfort I was experiencing vanished. And then she says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened different sceneries in front of me. And she says, by the time the sceneries had ended, miraculously, a hearth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had already taken place without me feeling any pain at all. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the Christian calendar, was born on the 22nd of April 571 or 570 according to some. Passed away on the 7th of June 633. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lived in this world 22,230 days and 6 hours. Days that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi, 8,156 days. Born at the time at approximately 4:20 in the morning at the time of Subah Sadiq, passed away at the time of Chasht. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's father was Abdullah, his mother's name was Amina, the midwife was Shifa bint Amr, the mother of Abdul Rahman bin Awf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and his foster mother was Halima. Ulama explain, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born at the time of Subah Sadiq, when darkness is terminating and light is coming. Because this was an indication that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was coming to this world, bringing the nur of Iman. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world to wipe out the darkness of kufr and shirk. Behind the names of these people that were given, ulama say also there is some hikmat behind it. Father's name Abdullah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's inception took place in the oven of Abdiyat. His mother's name was Amina. He was nurtured in a womb of aman and peace. Midwife Shifa bint Amr, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to cure the spiritual maladies of humanity till Qiyamah. Foster mother Halima, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drank milk from the breast of Hilm and Akhlaq. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, dear elders and friends, you know, when we speak of a genius, this word also cannot do justice to the intelligence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Qastalani rahmatullah alayhi says, Al-aqlu mi'atu juz'in, 99 fi nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Intelligence, intellect has 100 components. 99 of this 100 was found in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Qadi Iyad ibn al-Shifa makes mention on authority of Wahab bin Munabbi rahmatullah Ali, who was a Jewish rabbi prior to his Islam. He says, قَرَأَتُ فِي أَحَدِ وَسَبْعِينَ كِتَابًا. Prior to my Islam, I had studied 71 books. فَوَجَبْتُ فِي جَمِيعِهَا I found this one quotation in all of these 71 books. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِي جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ مِنْ بَيْنِ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا He says, take the intellectual, take the combined intelligence of mankind till destruction. Meaning from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till the last person to set foot on the face of this earth. Take their collective intelligence, put it on one pan of the scale. And take the intelligence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and put it on the other pan of the scale. He says the example of it is intelligence of humanity is equal only to a speckle of dust. And the remainder grains of sand on the face of this earth is the intelligence of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When we love someone, we say loved by all and respected by all. But when it came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was loved by all and adored by every creature, every object, animate and inanimate. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in a hadith, speaking about Mount Uhud, he says, هَذَا جَبَلٌ يُحِبُّنَا وَنُحِبُّهُ This is a mountain which loves us, and we also love this mountain. The elders and friends, the question we need to ask, that what is our love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? You love about that person. You want to know more and more about that person. How much do we know of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Open the kitabs of Shama'il. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They gave descriptions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every person has love for his father. Go to a person and ask him, tell me, how many white hairs does your father have on his beard? None of us will be able to answer. But Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam left this world, he had approximately 17 to 19 white hairs on his Mubarak beard. From the description that Sahaba radiallahu anhum give about him, we will understand what intense love Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Narration of Sirat ibn Hisham. Abu Sufyan, prior to Islam, on one occasion he had taken a Sahabi by the name of Zayd bin Dathina radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the gallows to kill him. So before he could kill him, he asked him that don't you wish that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in your place and you were sitting with your family? Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu replies, he says, leave alone me thinking Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam being in my place and I be sitting in my with my family. I cannot even tolerate to this extent shawkatun tu'dhi wa anni jalisun fi ahli that a thorn even pricked the mubarak feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and I am sitting comfortable in my home. On this occasion, Abu Sufyan mentioned something. ما رأيت أحدا يحب أحدا كحب أصحاب محمد محمدا I did not see anyone who has more love than for anybody than the companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The love that they had for Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. أطول من المربوع أقصر من المشرب نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام was not extremely tall nor was he extremely short rather he was taller than an average heighted person ليس بالطويل الباين ولا بالقصير المتردد وكان بالجعد القطد نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مبارك هي was not very straight nor was it very curly rather it was weavy عظيم الهامة واسع الجبين Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's mubarak head was moderately large. His mubarak forehead was moderately large. Azajjul hawajib sawabir min ghayri qaranin baynahuma irkun yudirruhu al-ghadab. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's mubarak eyebrows, there was a gap in the middle and there was a vein. When the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become angry, this vein will become visible. أهدب الأشفار أدعج العينين أشكل العينين. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mubarak eyelashes were long. The pupil in his mubarak eyes were extremely dark. In the whiteness of his eyes you could see the red veins. أقنى العينين له نور يعلوه يحسبه من لم يتأمله أنه أشم. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mubarak nose was not very long, nor was it flat. Rather, there was a luster of nur on the tip of the mubarak nose of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As a result, the onlooker would think that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mubarak nose is long. ليس بالمطهم ولا بالمكلثم وكان في وجهه تدوير. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mubarak face was not elongated, nor was it extremely round. Rather, it was moderate. سهل الخدين. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's mubarak cheeks were smooth. مفلج الأسنان. Between his two mubarak front teeth, there was a gap. بعيد ما بين المنكبين. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was broad-shouldered. سائل الأطراف. وفي رواية شائل الأطراف. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mubarak fingers were long. طويل الزندين. His mubarak forearms were long. شثن الكفين والقدمين. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mubarak palms and feet were meaty. خمصان الأخمصين. The mubarak heels of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam were deep. إذا مشى تكفى كأنما ينحط من صبب. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would walk, then his humility was such, it was as if he was descending into a valley. إِذَا زَالَ زَالَ قَلَعَ وَيَمْشِي هَوْنَا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he would raise his mubarak leg to take a step, he would raise it with a lot of force, and he would place it with a lot of ease. نَظْرُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَطْوَلُ مِن نَظْرِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. His humility, his modesty was such that his gaze on the ground was more than him gazing towards the sky. جُلُّ نَظْرِهِ الْمُلَاحَظَةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's modesty was such that he would not stare at anyone. Rather, he would just glance at a person. وَإِذَا الْتَفَتَ إِلْتَفَتَ مَعًا. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when anyone would come to him and speak to him, he would give that person attention 100%. مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيهَةً هَابَهُ وَمَنْ خَالَطَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ يَقُولُ نَاعِتُهُ لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Whoever came into sudden contact with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would become awestruck. And as he continued to engage with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his love for the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will continue increasing and increasing and increasing. The rawi of the hadith, and this is a common phrase you will find among sahaba who are narrating the hadith of Shama'il, nor did I ever see, or nor will I ever see, anyone more greater and more handsome than the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَأَحْسَنَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَ قَطُّ عَيْنِي. More handsome, more better than you, O Nabi of Allah, no eye has ever seen. وَأَجْمَلَ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. More handsome than you, no woman had ever given birth to. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِّنْ كُلِّ عَيْبِي. You were created free from every type of defect. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. It was as if you were standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and dictating to Allah how you wanted yourself to be created. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أحسن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كأن الشمس تجري في وجهه وإذا ضحك يتلألأ على الجدر. He says, I did not see anyone more beautiful than Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. As if the sun had taken its light from his mubarak face. And then he says, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would smile and you would be sitting in front of a wall, you would be able to see a nur emanating from the Mubarak mouth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam visible on that wall which in front of which he was sitting. Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, narration of Hilya. She says, on one occasion I borrowed a needle from Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and I was sewing, and in that fasaqatatil ibra, this needle of mine fell down. Then she says, I looked for it, I could not find it. She says, when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the home, such a nur emanated from his Mubarak face. She says, because of that nur, I managed to find that needle in the dark. And then she says, I began to smile. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked her, oh Aisha, why are you smiling? So she says, I narrated the incident to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then she says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this year in a very loud voice, that ya Aisha, wail, thumma al-wail, liman huriman nadru ila hadha al-wajh. She says that three times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this line, destruction, destruction to the one who is deprived of seeing this face of mine. Dear elders and friends, this is that Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who was perfect in every aspect. This is that Nabi of Allah whose ummatis you and I are, dear elders and friends. Allah gave him everything of the best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave him that lifestyle, that way of life, which is also the best. And the Quran testifies, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed for you, in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of examples. Dear elders and friends, this lifestyle is known as the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is very easy to make this claim, I'm Aashiq e Rasool. I love Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man idda'a shay'an fa'alayhi al-daleel. You are claiming something, what is your proof? Allah says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, if they claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the criteria? What is the proof of that claim that you are making? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, they should follow me. What will be the outcome? يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah is going to love you in return. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive your sins. Dear elders and friends, let us ask ourselves, that Nabi who gave everything so that you and I could be the reciters of this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did I do in return? He was pelted in Taif to the extent that his Mubarak shoes was filled with blood. He tolerated his Sahaba being slaughtered in front of him. His family members were slaughtered in front of him. In Uhud, his Mubarak teeth were made shaheed. In Uhud, the links of his Mubarak armor got stuck into his Mubarak cheeks. He tolerated so that Iman could reach you and I. He fell down unconscious in Uhud. Why? So that you and I could be the reciters of this kalima. In the battle of Khandaq, Sahaba came to complain, O Nabi of Allah, we are extremely hungry. A Sahabi, he raises his garment. A stone was tied to his belly out of extreme hunger. But when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his garment, he had two stones tied to his belly. He tolerated all these difficulties. Narration of Tirmidhi Sharif, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the rawi of the hadith, in which the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَقَدْ أُوذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُوذَى أَحَدٍ. وَلَقَدْ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُخَافُ أَحَدٌ. To the extent that I was harmed in a part of Allah, no person was ever harmed. To the extent that I was need, people tried to make me scared. In the path of Allah, to that extent, no person was ever tried to be made scared upon. And then he says, وَلَقَدْ أَتَتْ عَلَيَّ ثَلَاثُونَ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ مَالِي وَلِبِلَالٍ طَعَامٍ يَأْكُلُهُ ذُو كَبِدٍ إِلَّا يُوَارِيهِ إِبْطُ بِلَالٍ. For 1 month, the collective food of myself and Bilal, myself and Bilal's food put together, came only to that amount which Bilal could hide under his armpits. And not only in dunya, even on akhirat, when every Nabi will be crying to save himself, our Nabi's fikr will not be himself. His cry will be a different cry. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to my ummat? Ya Allah, what is going to happen to my ummat? Dear elders and friends, this is that Nabi who left a legacy for you and I, known as the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us each person introspect, to what extent is my life in accordance with the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? On the day of Qiyamah, how will we face him? How will we face him? On that day, we will be most in need of his intercession. May Allah don't make us, not make us from those unfortunate who will come in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to drink from the water of Kawthar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say, suhqan, suhqan, get away from here, get away from here. You turned away from my lifestyle in this world, I'm turning away from you today. The elders and friends, what if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to us, at that time you were living, when my ummah was being trampled in Gaza, children were being made yatim, women were being made widows, and those very people who are my enemies, you adopted their lifestyle and you shunned my way of life. How will we face Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on Qiyamah? How will we stand in front of the shuhada of Gaza and Palestine? Dear elders and friends, let us come back to the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Learn one sunnah every day. If not every day, then at least one sunnah a week. Go to the ulama. Ask them about kitabs of sunnah. Ask them about the kitabs of seerah. So that once again, we can bring our life in accordance to the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say in a hadith? Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani. That person who loves my sunnah, indeed he has love for me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَعْنَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And that person who has love for me, he will be together with me in Jannah. There is no time, time has ran out, dear elders and friends. Regarding the love of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how much they sacrifice. Unfortunately, today, when we hear that this is a sunnah, we see this is something for us to leave it out. It is only a sunnah. No, dear elders and friends, when Sahaba heard this is a sunnah, to them this meant something for us to give our lives for. What did Shaire Mashriq Allama Iqbal say? I will end off on this. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hai. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hai. Ye jaha cheez hai kya? Lohu qalam tere hai. Come on to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Remember, inclination will lead to emulation. Inclination will lead to emulation. Unfortunately, we do not have that inclination with Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Let us start emulating and inshallah we will build that inclination and recite abundant durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More especially today being the day of Jum'ah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq to love every sunnah and try and bring every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for those Muslims in Gaza and in Palestine who are suffering, protecting Al-Baytul Muqaddas on our behalf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the best of rewards.
وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.